Hello there. Someone's listening to this, or maybe hello to myself. Huh? If you just happen to stumble upon this page, I hope you read the description of my podcast. I claim to be cynical in here because my mom died. Yep, my mom died and I'm just 20 years old. And take note, my father died when I was 3 years old. Yep, again, you heard it right. I'm completely orphaned now, so maybe I'm allowed to be cynical at this point. Okay, so just so you know, I have friends to talk to and confide with, especially with my problems, but I guess I like it more here. It's kind of mysterious in a way, and I like mysterious. Who doesn't, right? So, you know already my mom died, my father died. So basically, I'm just all by myself now, though I have an older sister and an older brother. We have our own lives, though. I really wanted to be cynical right now, but things happened. You know, one thing I learned last night while watching my all-time favorite TV series, One Tree Hill, so now you know why I'm in a podcast in the first place, is that happiness is not a destination, but rather it's a mood. Just like being hungry, it comes and goes, so it's okay if I'm happy now. Just like I'm hungry right now, because I'm really happy now. My company, which is the largest TV network company here in the Philippines, by the way, launched its annual Christmas TV station, and it's all about gift of gratitude, which I think is the opposite of being cynical. It's full of hope and positivity that I guess made me want to for a moment. So perhaps it's a good thing, right? My first ever podcast is not cynical as what I've expected. As I talk about gift of gratitude, I'm still thankful because a lot of people told me that I am strong, that I need to believe in myself more because they see a strong, independent lady in me. That I handle loss in most graceful and strong way I could. I just hope tomorrow I still believe in this, because I'm still believing it now, and I'm afraid tomorrow will be another day. Just another day to forget that happiness is not a destination, but it's a mood. So, as I end this, I ask you, what are you thankful for? Think about it. Just think.